Welcome to Food Neighborhood, se on Monocle 24, I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we are off to Mexico City, to the neighborhood of Colonia Juarez, or La Juarez as the locals call it. Built in a French style at the end of the 19th century, it is one of the prettiest parts of town, although it isn't yet as polished as its neighbor Roma Norte and nearby Condesa. But what La Juarez has is exceptional food. Monocle's Tom Smith pays a visit with food tour guide and blogger Rocio Vasquez.
We're going to visit a lot of restaurants here so you can get to know. We have an amazing offer. They're from Turkish restaurants to French restaurants, but also bakeries and Mexican restaurants. And it's really beautiful. It's a French-style neighborhood right next to Roma Norte, so it's still like very centric. And well, I think that all the best chefs are coming here to open. There are new concepts and amazing proposals.
Fantastic. Let's go and try some. So we're here in Havre 77 or Havre 77. Tell us about this restaurant.
It's a French restaurant, like a little fancy French restaurant. And they also have an oyster bar that is awesome. You can come here and have some fresh oysters from Ensenada and some rosé wine or champagne.
Are they bigger than the Atlantic ones? How do they compare?
They have all kinds of oysters, but Ensenada is the main producer of seafood in Mexico, and it's always fresh and amazing.
So Eduardo Garcia, the head chef of 77, has just joined Rocio and I. Eduardo, could you tell us about the menu here?
The menu here at Havre 77, it's a classical French. It's one of the foods that actually like make me really happy. I started cooking 25 years ago, and I started with classical French. So this is basically is classical French.
Did you train in France or you trained here?
No, I actually am self-taught. I did work in a French restaurant when I started, but it was mainly for income.
And so what is the menu today, for example?
So we have two menus. So we have the standard menu that we have the classical dishes like duck confit and boeuf bourguignon and foie gras. But then we have a menu on the bar. Today is Jerusalem artichoke soup, Caesar salad, which is a lot of people don't know that it was invented in Mexico. So most people think it's Italian, but it's not. It's actually invented in Mexico, in Tijuana. We have a Mexican chocolate mousse for dessert. And before that, we have roasted shrimp.
Lovely. Is this your only restaurant?
Well, I do have a couple partnerships in London and about to open one in Dubai. Actually, this is my third restaurant in Mexico. I have my flagship, which is called Maximo. And I have another casual restaurant called Lalo, which is short for Eduardo.
And the partnership in London, what is the restaurant in London?
So my partner in London has a thing for the huichol, which is the indigenous of Mexico. The first one we opened, it's in Mayfair. It's called Peyote.
The first one's in Mayfair and the second one's in Notting Hill?
Yes, Notting Hill. And it's called Peyotito, which is a smaller version of Peyote.
This is a sort of pocket-sized brasserie, no?
Yeah. So it's a very small restaurant. It only seats 30 people. We're open for lunch and dinner. Here in Mexico, lunch is really late. Actually, lunch really starts at 2 p.m.
And that's in the week. On a Friday, it might be much later, the sort of the classic taking off the afternoon in Mexico City.
Yes, because they don't have to be anywhere on a Saturday or work. They stay for drinks and late night conversations, no? But normally, people here in Mexico eat from 1 to 5. And dinner is usually from 8 to 11.
What's your favorite thing from the menu to cook?
So I don't really have favorite things because I just love to eat. But if I was to come here and have a special dish, I love broth. So we have pot de fou on the menu, which today is veal and beef.
And your wine list, is it a French wine list?
Our wine list is mostly French, yes, but French organic and French natural wines. But we do have a lot of Mexican wines on our list.
So Rocio, we're here in front of Paprika, which is a Cocina de Especias, so a spice cookery place.
As you can see, it's a tiny restaurant, and it's from a chef, Josefina Santa Cruz. And this is his second restaurant, and he's inspiring Moroccan, Iranian, and Turkish food. And the menu is very simple and very small. If you come with four people, you can try it all. And it's all about spices. Not only the menu, but also the cocktails. So they have amazing cocktails. They have coffee with spices. And they also have a menu of cocktails without alcohol, with all the spices too. And I think that is very cool. And the place, as you can see, is very cozy. I always recommend this place for a date. When you're on a first day, you want to take people to a weird restaurant to see how they react. And that way you can know if it's a keeper or it's not a keeper.
What are your favorite things to eat here? What do you love here?
They have something called pastilla, and it's inspired in Moroccan dish. And it's basically, it's like an empanada made with chicken, cinnamon, sugar, and nuts. And it's delicious because it's savory and sweet, and it's perfect.
That's inspired by the sweet pigeon dishes of Morocco.
Exactly. And they have something called esfija, that is basically a pita bread with some minced lamb and beef meat. And they have tahini sauce on the top and some cilantro, like jam.
The head chef isn't here today, but can you tell us something about her? Is she from Mexico City?
Yeah, she's from here, and she started as cooking Mexican food, and then she went to Asia and she learned some Thai and some Vietnamese food, and suddenly she fell in love with spices and she decided that she wanted to open a restaurant with more spices.
You were mentioning Morocco. Is it kind of sort of pan Asian and Mediterranean and Middle Eastern, or is it more Southeast Asian? Where are the spice influences from?
She started with all these spices in Vietnam and Thailand, and then she was like, I want to do something different, because in Mexico, Lebanese food is very famous, but nobody knows all of this Arabic kind of food, like Turkish and Iranian and all this other food. So she went on a trip, and she explored all these Moroccan markets, and she explored Turkey, and she explored all these countries, and she brought spices with her, and she started like creating these new dishes, and that's how paprika was made.
So Rocío, we're here in Amaya, which is this a restaurant where you bring your tour clients?
Yeah, I have in the Hotspots tour, we come here. It's from Yair Tellez. He's from Ensenada, from Baja California. This is his second restaurant here in Mexico City. His first restaurant is called Mero Toro, and it's really, really famous. It's in Condesa neighborhood. And this is the second one. It's very successful. Everybody wants to come here because the food is amazing. He has all of this seafood from Ensenada, of course, and also wines from Ensenada. The slogan is delicious food, weird wines. So you can find amazing labels that probably you won't be able to find in other places. If you're a wine lover, this is your place.
Regarding the food, what things do you particularly enjoy eating here?
The menu change a lot depending on the availability of the seafood, but I really love the grilled cheese and lamb sandwich. They have some soft shell crabs. The best thing that nobody orders, unless you come here often, is the lettuce salad. It's grilled lettuce with hummus and cashews, and it's delicious. It's delicious. Very simple, but amazing. I don't know how he does it, but it's delicious. And, well, basically, everything that is seafood, you will love it here. The grilled octopus is delicious. They have some oysters. They have raw beef, like in a tartare style. But basically, focus on wines. They have very good sommeliers, and you can ask them, and they will recommend you the best wine for your food.
Do you prefer to come here for lunch or dinner?
I prefer to come for dinner. I like to sit on the bar and stay here for a long, long time, just eating a little bit, drinking wine, and then eat a little bit more. It's not properly Mexican, but it's with Mexican products. I call this product gastronomy. It's about the products. Come with an empty stomach. It's better to come with a lot of people so you can share and try everything.
This was episode number 19 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guide to Mexico City's neighborhood of La Juarez was food tour guide and blogger Rocío Vázquez. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. Also, we still have some tickets left for a special live edition of The Menu, which will be recorded in front of an audience on Friday, February the 24th. You'll find more details on Monocle's website. I am Marcus Hippim. Thank you for listening and bye for now.